let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Good values are relevant in any era. Our character building are conducive to building a better family, society, and world. Igniting Values by Dora DeCosta presents values that will enable the reader to emulate and then to pass on to others. Stories that will inspire people of all ages to critically think about their own behavior and that of others. Then people can objectively evaluate these behavioral patterns and improve where necessary. Dora was born in Nairobi, Kenya, East Africa, to Indian Catholic parents. With her parents and siblings, she migrated to India just before the Kenyan independence. After completing her schooling, she continued with her graduation, post-graduation, qualifying as a teacher. Teaching has been her passion, where she embraced a concern for all humanity, a great interest in English language and literature. After teaching for many years in India, she was on a holiday in Australia, where she met her husband, Raymond Amos. Dora continued teaching and traveling. As a retiree, she devotes her time to writing. Dora DeCosta, author of Igniting Values, awarded recommended status by Workbook Press Literary Book Competition 2020, and her husband, Raymond Amos, joining us from Australia on This Week in America. Welcome to the program, everybody. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is such a job well done, Dora, with this book, and I'm so anxious to talk about this. If there was ever a time when we really needed values and to go back and reevaluate and ignite those values at now, talk a little bit about this writing. I mentioned you're writing full-time now, really devoted to it, and you're very talented as a writer. What inspires you to write? Where do you get the inspiration from?
Writing gives me the opportunity of delineating characters who influence events, either good or bad. It also allows me to describe situations, events, triumphs, tragedies as part of the characters that I write on. And most of them are based on events that have taken place in my past life.
It's so interesting the way you bring those lives to the worlds that you're in, to you bring them to life on the page. With us is Dora DeCosta. That's DoraDeCosta. The book is Igniting Values. Her website, very simple, ignitingvalues.com. I know you're really interested in doing writing and doing quite a bit of it now. What are some of the positive effects of writing for you?
Writing not only activates the brain and improves memory, but it also enables me as a writer to share my ideas on paper with my readers. Having traveled extensively to India, Africa, the US, Asian countries, and Australia, it teaches me a lot about the history, the culture, and the heritage which flows into their daily life. And these values that have been written are very important in mostly the Asian countries as well as the other countries, and values that can really help us to integrate into our lives the importance of them so that we can make a better world.
The book is Igniting Values. Dora DeCosta is our guest and the author. Book at our website, ignitingvalues.com. Of course, you'll find it Amazon, the usual places, published by workbookpress.com. With her is her husband, Raymond Amos. I mentioned the two met in Australia. He's been very instrumental in her writing. Raymond, this has to please you when you see a book like this that is not only really well done, but it's really impacting lives, isn't it, in a positive way. It has to make you quite proud of what Dora's been able to accomplish.
I'm extremely proud, and I've tried to help Dora wherever I can, but my focus is another area. I'm a language teacher, German. Although there are overlapping features and in things like oral exams, so that helped me to help Dora. Not greatly, but marginally, yes.
Well, and support there as well. And as she is learning, you're learning right along with her. So this has to be a win-win for everybody in the marriage. Dora, what do you keep in mind when you're writing? What's sort of your focus?
Well, my first priority, of course, is my readers. And I try to put everything on paper that will sort of give them a cause to read and read through characters, the plan, the style of writing, that the text types, etc. The visual aspect of writing style is very important. So the setting, the descriptions, the varying characters, grammar, all of it helps the reader to understand things better, and sometimes even enables them to inculcate the values into their lives.
That's so important. And I mentioned in the beginning, it's a chance as we're reading Igniting Values to sort of do a little checklist of where we stand with the values. And it makes us all sort of pause and realize the importance of a thank you or a please every now and then, and how that's sort of the foundation. And we'll talk about that in you growing up. In fact, let's touch on that now. Do the attitudes in your book impact the people that you have met? Traveled extensively, you had children in the classroom that you followed greatly, a diverse background in terms of people that you met. How important is that for you as a writer to draw from that knowledge of people that you've met?
That's very important, because these values are lifelong. They don't last only for a short time. When we inculcate the values, it helps us to amalgamate it into our lives. And as a teacher, it was very important for me to go through these values, share these values with my students. And till now, I do remember some of them, remembering the stories I told them when I was teaching. So it does have a great impact on students, mm-hmm. especially when you write it in a story form.
Yeah. And that's interesting, the perspective that you had, because as a teacher, you see disruptive behavior, you see behavior that's very complimentary to others, very outgoing, very welcoming. Talk about that aspect of it, because you've really seen what can happen and how things can get out of hand, especially jealousy develops, bullying even develops at that level. You've seen it all, I'm sure, in the classroom.
Yes, and you have to be very alert to watch what's happening and solve the situations as they go, because it's important that each person is treated as a person and not as a thing.
Yeah.
So the teacher has a very important role to play to see that everything goes well and smoothly in the class, as well as even taking interest as what happens outside the class sometimes when they're at play or when there are other activities taking place with other teachers.
Yeah, I think as a teacher, it's not just in the classroom, is it? It's watching them, maybe even watching them go and come out of the classroom, but walking into school during the course of the day. You see all of that behavior, and as a teacher, take notes of that. Something else, another group important, obviously teachers are, but parents are so important. And in your book, you talk about the role models you had from your mother and father. Just to touch briefly how important that is, because who Dora is today, that foundation was laid by your parents as you were a child. How important was that to learn the values?
It was very true that parents play a very, very important role in building of the child. Intellect as well as the values and day-to-day behavior. I fortunately had very good parents who always taught us between right and wrong, good and bad, and they tried to instill into us that little things, even like thank you, you know, God bless you, agreeing with somebody also, is very, very important, because it puts the other at ease. And sometimes you could have a bad student in the class and it's difficult to pinpoint only one, mm-hmm. but you can call the person aside, talk to the person and make the person understand. And if it still goes on, then you can always call in the other people involved with the school
yes.
to see that this is put right. And the last resort would be to call the parents and see that they guide their child the right way.
Mm-hmm. You know, the book, so, you lay out yes. a number of values. The book is Igniting Values by Dora DeCosta. That's D-C-O-S-T-A.
Sorry to disturb. The values are good manners, effort and persistence, honesty, respect, friendliness, responsibility, cooperation, and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that students also learn these in the earlier years.
It really is. And I was going to ask you what the values are in the book, and you touched on those so very nice, because they're values that not only for students, I'm going to touch on that in a second, but good manners is sort of the foundation. And I think your mother said, you talk about it in the book, that good manners depict your soul. And I'm thinking about that. You can sort of judge people if you meet new people that come into your life. You can sort of assess them pretty early on by how they conduct themselves, the manners they have. That's sort of a good indicator, isn't it?
Yes.
Very much.
It is. You can sort of tell.
When you meet a person, you can always tell from the body language, but more from what comes out. From the mouth is
yes.
from internally, the soul. And you can tell, oh, this person has manners. Just yesterday, I had been to Aldi shopping, and there was a boy who made way for me. And I said, I'm sorry, because I pushed the trolley in between him and another woman very gently. But he said, I'm sorry. And I said, no, you don't have to say sorry. Mm. I have to say sorry.
Yes.
I have to say thank you to you because you made way for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So things like this help the other person to do something better.
Exactly.
Yes,
and I thought it was very touching, and
yeah.
he smiled at me and sort of thanked me again.
Yes,
well, yes.
So that was nice.
It's better to have a couple of thank yous or a couple of sorries than none, and you establish sort of a relationship, a momentary relationship, as you were there. I want to ask about, we're talking about students, but this book is really a book that I would say we all could learn something from. I know a number of people are talking about this book needs to be in schools. In fact, a number of people have bought books and distributed to their local schools. What group do you recommend your book?
Oh, well, the book is meant for any student of any age group, but it would also be nice if the older folk read it. There's always something to take it from it.
So many of these
it could strike a chord.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that would be the important thing for the person who is reading to get it.
Sometimes when we get in our sixth or seventh decade, we sort of forget some of these things and what it means to say thank you, to say please. And it goes back and it's like, you know, that what would that hurt me to take 5 seconds to say please at the end of that or thank you when they've done something? The book is Igniting Values. Dora DeCosta is our guest on the program. Her website is invitingvalues.com. With us, her husband, Raymond Amos, on the program as well. Book available at Amazon at Dora's website, ignitingvalues.com. Dora, you include some cryptic sayings in the book, Igniting Values. Why have you included those?
They are impressive and retainable, and often they really challenge the person who is reading the book to think long and seriously about the significance of it.
Mm-hmm.
That really brings it home, and you do such a nice job of laying out the format, and we'll touch on that, but it's very easy to read and to retain. We've talked a lot about the book. Anything we're missing here, the importance of good values, because that really leads, doesn't it, good values to being better people.
Yes, very much. The book is about good values that help to build a better human being, as you mentioned earlier. That makes it a better world, and that's what we want today. If you could all unite to make it a better world, it would be so much better.
And it all starts with something simple, like values, and once we share those and once we practice those, it makes the world a lot easier for everybody to get through. You did writing before. Talk a little bit about that. I think back in your school days, you were writing, and maybe some of your influences growing up in writing. When did you get interested in writing?
At a very young age, I think when I was in grade 3 or 4, I began writing, and I used to write for the school magazine every week.
That's interesting. So you're continuing that and doing the writing. This particular book is doing well worldwide. This is the nice thing. This is a universal book, Igniting Values. Dora's website is ignitingvalues.com. Talk a little bit about continuing as a writer. I mentioned you're writing now. What else are you working on? What excites you about being able to write and to get your word out there to publish these books?
At the moment, I'm retired, and so I have a lot of time to view things from a distance. Mm-hmm. And I've got two books that are sort of three-quarter way up, and one is halfway up. Mm-hmm. But I intend to continue and put them out for readers to read.
No, it's interesting. I mentioned your background and this ability that you had of connecting, developing an instant rapport with people in different parts of the world. Talk about that and how that shaped you and your thoughts on values. You've had a chance to see these values implemented or not implemented in a number of different societies. How has that helped you in writing this book?
When we look at people around the world, I mean, they're from different categories, some from very poor countries, some very rich countries, and you just find that even though some of them are poor, their manners are much more effective than those of the richer countries. I think we take too much for granted being in a very well-to-do country, but in the poor countries, I find they're more hospitable. They're more loving and caring. They sort of invite you into their house. Yeah. Whereas I think in the richer countries, we keep aloof. It's just me, myself,
yes,
and my family. Sometimes there are some very beautiful families, even in those situations.
Yeah.
And it costs nothing to be nice to somebody, to have those values and to incorporate those values in your life. A few minutes left on the program. We're talking with Dora DeCosta. That's DCOSTA. Book is Igniting Values. Ignitingvalues.com is her website. Her husband is with us on the program, coming to us from Australia, Raymond Amos. The book as well available at Amazon, the usual places. I really like the way you've laid the book out. You've got the thought, the theme, and the story. Talk about the presentation, because it's one thing just to say something, but you take it a step further. You end up with a story where you've got characters and we can relate to those characters. Talk about how you came up with this unique format for the book.
Yes, the theme and helps the person or the reader who's reading to know what's coming on afterwards. So the thought in the theme is very important. You may forget the story, but when you go to the theme or the thought, which is shorter, that enables you to then recollect what the story is later.
It's such a nice way to present that, because again, it's not just a message, but it is a very important message. You take a little bit further, and then we actually see it implemented. One other I'll mention: effort and persistence. Talk about that. You've got a young guy who decides he's going to be a musician, and you sort of you take this through the effort and persistence and how that pays off, and then we see him actually being an accomplished musician.
Yes. It takes sometimes some people have to tell us what we have to do, and that also helps. Sometimes it comes from within. You have the inspiration to get on with it. Yeah, but what struck me most with my persistence was our dogs. The dog was so persistent in getting its toy from the rack that it tried all the possible means and finally worked out a situation that could enable it to get the toy from the rack.
And then it ripped it to pieces.
Yes. So we learn from human beings. We also learn from the pets that we have around us. There's a lot to learn in this world.
Well, there really is, and you are continually learning and taking those lessons and passing those along. Raymond, it has to be fun to watch as Dora goes through this creative process as a writer and takes these thoughts and ideas and puts them into her writing books, and she's working on others as well. This has to be, it's a learning experience for you as well, I assume.
Very much. I really admire Dora for her persistence in writing. She I must, to my disgust, that she still does most of the work in the house. Now, somehow, she timetables her day to manage that and still keep writing. So I have huge admiration for Dora, and I support her wherever I can. I should do more of it, I think.
Well, you're helping her with to talk about this during the interview. You're there with the moral support in getting the book published. And the book is ignitingvalues.com. It's an important book for the entire family. It's one that the kids, you just lay out, the kids will look through it. They'll learn something. You'll learn something as you read through it as well. And Dora, what are you working on now? I understand you've got a novel that you're in the process of completing.
I've got a book called Ekachi, which means God with us. And it's about a young man who has learned from his grandparents, and he puts everything into practice. And then there comes a time when he falls in love. And even then, he continues helping others to get onto the right track and follow their dreams.
That's interesting. How close are you to having this completed?
Oh, I think I should complete it. I've been a bit lazy this whole year because of the COVID situation.
Yes, exactly.
And it has sort of I put things on the side at the moment. I've been doing other things like cleaning and putting order in things.
Yes.
So I've left a little writing, but I'm going to get back to it soon.
Yeah. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. I'm just take a second or so here to talk about that. In the novel, you create this world. What's that like, the challenges you face and now totally developing characters? These are not reflections of kids you had in school and neighborhood kids as you're growing up with the values. This is a world that Dora has created. How challenging is that? I say challenging. How much fun is that to create this world with your characters who are living in it?
One has to have an insight into every character that we meet. And some of these characters that we meet in our daily life have the same, the same values that we enjoy looking at and experiencing during our time here on Earth. So just getting them all together sometimes takes a little bit of time, but it's worth it because then the reader appreciates what you have written.
Yes, I think sometimes we sit back and we read a good novel and we forget what all went into making it a good novel, how you tie everything together, you fully develop the characters, and we'll be looking for that book. But the book that's available now is Igniting Values. The website is ignitingvalues.com. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. Workbook Press is the publisher of the book. With us on the program is the author, Dora DeCosta. That's DCOSTA. And Raymond Amos, her husband, they're coming to us from Australia. Raymond, Dora, it's been a pleasure to have both of you on the program. It's like the end of our day here. It's the start of tomorrow there for you. I always get confused when you're dealing with somebody. I'm in your yesterday, you're in my tomorrow, but we've connected via Skype from Australia. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us and talking about Inviting Values.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I hope you enjoy the book when you read it.
Enjoy the book very much and learn something from it. We all can learn something from Igniting Values. That's Igniting Values. The website, very simple, ignitingvalues.com. Dora DeCosta, our guest on the program with her husband, Raymond Amos. And, of course, all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.